let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven by J.C. Gottlieb is a novel about a young woman, Iris, who was suddenly killed after struggling through 5 years of acute depression and thoughts of suicide. She's angry about dying because she finally found her calling in life and is feeling joyful for the first time in many years. And now she's dead. But that's not the end. It's actually the beginning of a new and exciting life in the spirit world. You'll follow Iris through lessons about life, relationships, love, and God's forgiveness. J.C. Gottlieb was born and raised Roman Catholic. In her mid-20s, she broke away from her religion. She believes a return to the church shortly before her daughter's death was a gift from God. She hopes to continue writing from a Christian perspective. This is her first novel. J.C. Gottlieb, author of For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven, is our guest on This Week in America. J.C., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
First novel, and you're making quite an impact with what you're doing, the book For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Tell us a little bit about Iris and how old she was when she passed away.
Iris was 24 when she passed away. She had been very depressed for about 5 years. I found out since then that that's when these kinds of things happen. Is in adolescence, adolescence and young adult years. People get depressed. So she was 24 when she was killed, and last week she would have been 46. Been a while.
Yes, it has been, but those memories are still vivid, and you bring them to life in your book, For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Do you have other children?
We have two younger daughters and a son, right? So one of the daughters is married and she has two children, and the other daughter is also married but has not been blessed with children yet, and our son is not married.
With us on the program is J.C. Gottlieb. Her book is For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. You'll find it at the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com in the book section there. And of course, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you and other family members cope with her death? What a struggle to go through. I can't imagine a family going through the suffering that you did. How did you cope with all of this?
Well, it was variable. The children, of course, were devastated. It was very difficult for them. She was 24, so they were just, you know, right up in their late teens and into the early 20s. And let me see, it took them a while. I don't know that they finished coping. Our son is very reticent, so he doesn't tell us much about how he's dealing with this. But our second daughter, when she read my story, and she only really received it in about 2016, because that's when I had it finished. But when she read my story, she was able to just release her loss, her sense of loss. And I think it really helped her. And I think she enjoys picturing her sister doing these exciting things in heaven. And our other daughter, I don't think she's really finished coping yet. I wish I could find a way to help her to remember the happy moments as opposed to worrying about the fact that her sister has passed away. My husband also, I don't dare mention her name too often because he still suffers a lot. He doesn't really believe in God. And so I think it's much harder for him. And for me, once I got that story written, I went back to living. Iris was 24 when she passed away. We had the empty nest after a while. I never suffered from the empty nest. Never even noticed it. Wasn't until after the book was published that I realized we were in the 21st century. I was writing checks in February, and I thought, oh, it's 2017. I've lost 17 years.
Wow.
It's really true. But the book brought me back to reality. It really did.
And it can give peace and hope to other people that are in similar circumstances. Why did you decide, and how difficult a decision was it to write that, not only publish the story, but write the story? I'm sure as you're writing it, you're thinking, maybe I'll publish this, and then you made the decision to share the story. Let's talk about the publishing aspect of this, to actually tell the story. How difficult was that for you to reach that decision that I need to tell my story because maybe I can help other people?
Right. Well, I saw the value of all of these happy thoughts about my daughter. I was no longer so concerned about the fact that she was out of our lives because I could picture her living a different life and having joy in that life. And so I decided that it would be very good to share this. When I came home every day, I would go to church every day, to Mass every day. And it was during Mass that I'd get these ideas about what she might be doing in heaven. So when I'd get home, I'd write them down. And once I had been writing for about a year, I said, I got to share this. This is going to give other people peace. They're going to be able to picture their own children in a much better environment. So that's when I decided I had to publish it.
J.C. Gottlieb is the author of the book For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. The book's available the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com, and the bookstore will have that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the way that you portray heaven, life in heaven. I think most people would read that and go, wow, I hope that's the case. Do you think heaven is really like it's portrayed in your book?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't really care. It works.
And yes, it does.
People who have lost children, I've given them a copy of the book, and I've had them come back and say to me, they're picturing their children doing something really wonderful, and it makes them much, much happier. So that's good. It doesn't matter if it's like Earth or not. It just matters that we can portray our children living a decent life.
And you do that. The book is For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Iris meets up with what a cousin she has there, and they have assignments that God has given her. It really is a joyful life that she's living, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, in one place, it was very interesting. I was writing it, and I said, heaven is like Earth. No, what was it? It was something like, yeah, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do in heaven. That's your reward for always doing all those terrible things on Earth.
We hope that your portrayal is accurate. We all really do. J.C. Gottlieb, our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, it's Gottlieb. The book is at stratton-press.com, other places in the bookstore there. You can go to our website and get more information. For writing For All of Eternity, from your standpoint, it sounds like this really basically maybe turned your life around, maybe even saved your life. I don't want to over-dramatize there, but it really sounds like it had a significant impact on who you are today.
Well, most definitely. It really did. Yes. I had just returned to the church a few years before she passed away, and now I continue to, you know, to pray and meditate every day. And the Lord continues to teach me all kinds of things, making my life fuller and happier. And and just being able to portray my daughter being so happy it just makes everything much better for me.
I understand in high school you were interested in writing, even giving it some thought that I would like to maybe write for a career. Well, now you are a published author. Now you are really impacting other people's lives with the story you tell in For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Do you have plans for other books? Are you working on something else?
Yes, I am. I'm working on a futuristic book about a girl. This would probably be a young adult book teenager's book. The girl is 15 years old. The year is 2534, and she was given a diary. She lives on a farm, not with her natural parents. All children are raised on farms where the air is fresher and cleaner and where they learn responsible living. And this is her last year on the farm. Next year, she gets to go and live in the big city with her parents, and she'll go to high school. So it's really a lot of fun. I play with, okay, so this whole farm business happened after the big cataclysmic catastrophe of climate change. Okay, so there's no more Florida. There are the Florida Keys. Orlando is a key. And people go scuba diving there among the old these activities that you do in Disney World. So it's a different world. They live in Quitman, Georgia, which is right on the Gulf Coast. And if you look at a map, it's not on the Gulf Coast today.
Not today.
And it's adjacent to the Okefenokee Swamp, which is not that close to Quitman today either. But they have an ancient trash heap, and they go through there and they pull out reusable scraps and they recycle these things. And there's all kinds of exciting things that you can do with it because, for instance, they're working on nuclear power plants or whatever that will use up all that spent fuel that we have today. We have a lot of spent fuel stored away in these mountains, and 90% of it can still be used. And they're working on making nuclear generators to use up all that fuel that's just being stored and poisoning the mountain. So that's one thing. And then in another place, they're going to plant a certain crop over the old trash heap so that all of the poisons can be sucked up by this crop. And then the crop will be sent to a processing plant and the whatever poison chemicals will be removed from the plant. So it's science fiction. It's lots of fun. And I'm enjoying it.
It sounds like it. I love the passion in talking about it and, the storytelling that you're going to be doing in that book. When do you think we'll be able to read a copy of that? Uh-oh. Yeah.
God knows.
Okay.
I don't have much time, so, it may be when I'm in my rocking chair. I may finish it then.
Well, finish it, and then we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. And for those people that read For All Eternity, is there a sequel? Do you have any plans to do a follow-up and keep us sort of posted on how you see life in heaven for Iris now?
It's an interesting thought. Some people have brought up the question. If I did, I don't think it would be like, touched by an angel. It wouldn't be one of those things. It would be something else, but I don't know what. Maybe it would have something to do with music because she was very interested in music, but I just don't know what. So, yeah, it's possible. To think of it.
We'll look for that. We don't want to pour too much work on you here. You're working on the other novel, and then maybe this as well, For All Eternity. The book we're talking about, A Story of Heaven, J.C. Gottlieb is the author and our guest on the program. This was originally published with the title Amazing Grace. Talk about changing that to For All Eternity.
Right. After it was published the first time as Amazing Grace, I started taking webinars and reading books or magazines about being an author. And one of the first things I came across was take a title that is not going to confuse people when they're Googling it. So I Googled Amazing Grace, and I came across maybe 3,000 books entitled
Yes.
Amazing Grace.
Yes.
And mine was maybe on the 30th page. So I realized that wasn't a good title. I needed to come up with something better. And what's really funny is when I chose For All Eternity and I Googled that, I found nothing. But after it was published back in August, I Googled it again, and I came across a music group, and each one of them has a page. And the music group is called For All Eternity. So when you Google For All Eternity, you get all of these Facebook pages for all the people in the musical group. It's a, you know, it's a pop group.
Yes.
And then finally, you might come down to my book. So
well, it's worth,
I guess it's a lost cause.
Well, it's worth the effort to look for JC's book. The book is For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. If you go to stratton-press.com, you'll find the book there directly, or you can go to Amazon, Google, and go through all of the others to get to JC's. I love the title because it captures what you're talking about, For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Boy, time going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. You wrote the book. You've given this a lot of thought. You feel connected with Iris because of the thoughts, because of the book. Do you feel that you'll be reunited with her at some point? Do you feel she's there and eventually you'll be with Iris again?
Yes. As I said, this story came to me while I was at Mass, daily Mass. I firmly believe it came from the Holy Spirit, and I firmly believe that I will see her again, because that's what it says in God's book. So I have no doubt about that. I know I'll see her again. If heaven is the same as it is on earth, except everything's peaceful, that's fine. If it's different, that's also fine. If I can be with her, that's all that matters.
You are very accessible. Talk about Facebook, because you post on Facebook, you've got a blog. So what's that like, the interaction? And I'm sure you've talked with people that have gone through similar circumstances, struggling like you did in the beginning to find something positive out of this message, to be able to cope and to go forward with your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't hear too much. People are not communicating with me on Facebook or even on my blog very much, but I'm hopeful. I just started back up with it just recently this year. And so I guess they just need more time to get used to me. But I do send out messages. I send out messages on Facebook when I've posted a blog, what the topic of the blog is, and sometimes even on Messenger. But with Messenger, it hasn't worked out very well. I'm not really good at this, this internet stuff yet. I'm still learning a lot.
Well,
so
you're out there and accessible, and I think maybe once we get all this political stuff behind us, people can focus on real life and issues that we all deal with in real life. And you touch on so many of those in the book. So well done, For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. I got about 30 seconds here. What has this been like for you? Sharing your story, published author now, working on possibly two other books as well. I would think this would be an exciting time for you right now.
Oh, it is an exciting time. What's funny also is that I'm suddenly wide awake and I want to learn a lot more. I'm interested in seeing documentaries on TV, where for a long time I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to escape the real world and read fiction or something like that, or watch a movie. And now I'm just hungry for all the knowledge I might have accumulated over the 20 odd years that I haven't accumulated. So, I feel very much alive. Absolutely.
JC, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. JC Gottlieb, and that's GOTTLIEB. The book is available at stratton-press.com in the book section, other places as well. The title, For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. A story well told, a helping hand extended out to so many people. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your story on the program today.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
And a pleasure having you with us. It's J.C. Gottlieb. The book is For All Eternity, A Story of Heaven. Of course, information on J.C. and the book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.